Ukraine, of course, never goes off the agenda, really never has gone off the agenda since the start, the beginning of the war in Ukraine. Food security is an ongoing problem that is being discussed. What are your views now about the situation of getting food out of Ukraine and also, of course, general food security issues being increased because of the war?
Yes, there's serious issues with regards to getting the like of grain out of the Ukraine. I think there's 22 million ton of grain currently trapped in the Ukraine, if you like. There's been efforts to try and move that into Europe through inland waterways, and there was a hope to maybe move 3 million ton a month. Now, that's proven challenging enough. And the second point in relation to that is that it's actually coming into Eastern Europe and maybe not moving beyond, and as if you like, it's flooding the market in Eastern Europe. The other big move that's on at the moment is to try and move that grain through secure shipping lines to Turkey. And if that could be achieved, that would be a major way out, if you like. You have to consider that there's 22 million ton there at the moment. There's also a potential 60 million ton harvest to come this autumn. So it's critical from a food security perspective that that's a brought out, particularly in relation to places like North Africa, where they're completely reliant on food grain from the like of the Ukraine. And ultimately, you've kind of a double scenario there. The like of the Middle East are dependent on it, and North Africa are dependent on it. In the Middle East, they've got the resources to get the checkbook out and pay for whatever the price is. An increased price means no grain for North Africa. That means famine in North Africa. And that has could have a knock-on effect to an immigrant crisis to Europe. So it is very much pressing and at the centre of the European mind that this issue needs to be addressed, not just from food security needs to be addressed, not just from a European perspective, but from a broader world perspective, and particularly, if you like, the European hinterland and the like of North Africa, where there could be major issues. There's a suggestion that there's the level of people in food insecurity is potentially going to double over the next 2 years to 276 million people. So that's a real issue, and it's a real pressing issue here in Europe, because while we're concerned about our own food security, we do recognise we have a responsibility of food security for the broader globe as well.